Yes, I croaked softly. Distract me, please, he ordered. I'm sorry, what? He exhaled sharply. Just prattle about something unimportant until I calm down, he clarified, closing his eyes and pinching the bridge of his nose with his thumb and forefinger. I racked my brain for something trivial. I'm going to run over Tyler Crowley tomorrow before school. He was still squeezing his eyes closed, but the corner of his mouth twitched. Why? He's telling everyone that he's taking me to prom. Either he's insane or he's still trying to make up for almost killing me last... Well, you remember it, and he thinks prom is somehow the correct way to do this. So I figure if I endanger his life, then we're even, and he can't keep trying to make amends. I don't need enemies, and maybe Lauren would back off if he left me alone. I might have to total his Sentra, though. If he doesn't have a ride, he can't take anyone to prom, I babbled on. I heard about that. He sounded a bit more composed. You did? I asked in disbelief, my previous irritation flaring. If he's paralyzed from the neck down, he can't go to the prom either, I muttered, refining my plan. Edward sighed and finally opened his eyes. Better? Not really. I waited, but he didn't speak again. He leaned his head back against the seat, staring at the ceiling of the car. His face was rigid. What's wrong? My voice came out in a whisper.